McDonald's says it will no longer use high fructose corn syrup in its buns. The fast food giant announced this week that it will instead move to sugar as part of a larger mission to simplify ingredients and appeal to more health-conscious consumers. The company also announced it will start rolling out new chicken nuggets and other items without preservatives. And it says it's curbed the use of chickens raised with antibiotics, commonly used on humans, a year ahead of schedule. Here to talk about this is Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
So why is McDonald's making all of these changes?
Big changes, as you just described. And Mike Andres, he's the president of McDonald's U.S. operations. He's calling these sweeping changes as they're going to affect 50% of the menu. As far as why they're doing it, he says that it's because diners themselves have been asking the company to do away with ingredients, in particular, high fructose corn syrup. And that's because some research suggests that it may cause weight gain and diabetes. But this is really part of a larger effort on McDonald's part to simplify its ingredients. And you know, you got the more conscientious consumers these days who have more choices out there.
Well, and I wonder how much of an impact on health McDonald's expects there would be by switching from high fructose corn syrup to sugar.
Well, you know, they're not making any pronouncements about health. They're not saying that you're going to get skinnier on a Big Mac with the new buns. But I mean, this is part of sort of an image campaign. You know, like they've been running these new ads that show their breakfast items made with freshly cracked eggs, and you know that they've announced plans to stop using eggs from chickens raised in cages. Whether those eggs are more healthy because they're not from chickens raised in cages, hard to say. But you know, again, conscientious consumer. And, you know, they're doing also things like, you know, serving some of their milk from and yogurt from cows not treated with artificial growth hormone, and getting that message out to consumers. Hey, we're making these changes because that's what people want.
And McDonald's is not the only one doing things like this. We've talked about some efforts by Walmart in the past, but other companies also addressing these concerns from consumers.
Well, exactly, yeah. And McDonald's rivals have actually been quicker to embrace the so-called clean label movement. You've got General Mills, Yum Brands, which owns Taco Bell. They've been stripping their products of ingredients that have been making consumers wary. You also have Heinz and Pepsi offering more products that have removed the high fructose corn syrup from their products. So it's not just McDonald's, and they're, you might say, struggling to keep up.
Is the high fructose corn syrup industry talking about how they feel about this?
Oh, well, yeah, as you can imagine, they're not particularly thrilled. The Corn Refiners Association, that's who represents the makers of corn syrup, and they say that these switches have happened before, but the nutritional value of both high fructose corn syrup and sugar, they say, is essentially the same. And it says many companies that have switched over to sugar and then later reversed that decision. And that's because they say sugar and high fructose corn syrup each have their own advantages.
That's Jason Bellini with The Wall Street Journal talking with us about McDonald's latest changes, including removing high fructose corn syrup from its buns and curbing the use of preservatives in some products. Jason, thank you.